Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Seth has a big old grin on his face.
Hey, man, listen.
This is good memories.
James, I get it, man. But this is not my generation. what is he saying?
It doesn't matter, man.
This is the Eagles Super Bowl anthem, man. 2017.
This is when they won.
The dreams and nightmares.
Yeah, this is
what they
song.
Came out of the tunnel to.
Absolutely.
It's still same thing, man. I mean, like, give me.
Look, I'm with you.
Give me some rap that I can
understand. I'll take Biggie or Tupac over that any day. I'm with you. Don't get me wrong. Leave me a little Nas or something.
All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. So, obviously, that song was the song in 2017, the only time the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Of course, they're going for their fifth championship. We should never forget they won 3 pre-Super Bowl. By the way, I'll just say this quickly. I hope the Green Bay Packers of the Lombardi era 60s get a little love this weekend, because all the talk about how Casey is going for the first three-peat in Super Bowl era, let's not act like there's never been 3 in a row.
That's a really good point.
I mean, Lombardi won 3 straight.
What, they won 6 total straight?
5 out of, I think, 9 years
five out of
or
nine
8 years, something like that.
How many teams were in existence then when they were winning?
Yeah. Oh, a lot less. Maybe 16 or so. A lot less.
I mean, that does make a difference, too.
It does. I just want to point out that, you know. All right.
A different time. Vastly different time.
For sure. But, I mean, he was kicking ass. I mean, they won 5 Super Bowls. It's 5 championships.
There's a reason the trophy's named after him.
You're correct. Yeah. All right. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Chevrolet remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. John, here's the poll question. Who should be the betting favorite in Super Bowl 59? We know the Chiefs are. They're a 1.5 favorite. Who should be? How do you think people assess that question today online?
Wow. I'm going to guess the fact that we scored 55, it really influences this outcome. It wasn't even close for us, the Chiefs. It was a battle. I'm going to say 75% feel like we should be the favorite.
61% say the Eagles. A lot of respect, though, from the local populace voting on that. 39% say the Chiefs. James, I need a prediction from you. We got 13 days till kickoff. What will the line be 10 minutes before kickoff?
It's a great question. I think it's going to creep closer to the Eagles, but I don't know if it goes past the number. Like, I don't think it'll go off as a pick'em because I don't think any Super Bowl ever has. But I think it's going to be close to that, like maybe a half point, something like that. It's going to stay close, I think.
By the way, with the NFL back in New Orleans, the lights aren't going to go out this Super Bowl, right?
I hope not.
Just want to make sure.
No.
That was unbelievable. Was that about 10 years ago?
Baltimore, San Fran. All I'm worried about is that the field should be fine.
Yes. Yeah.
Boy, Seth, how irate would you be if you were a team leading and the lights go out for 45 minutes? That was outrageous. I mean, that was unbelievable that happened.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Just
nonsense. But you know, it is now called the Caesars Superdome. You know, so if the score kind of gets out of whack.
Oh, boy. I get it. All right, we're going to get to the Merrill montage of how it sounded yesterday. Let's get to the phones, though, before that. And time's yours. Ron in West Philadelphia. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, morning team. How's everybody feeling?
Super.
So excited, Ron. Really excited.
I am too. I want to say hello to Rhea, Salsa, hello. John, Joe, Seth. It's an honor to be on with you because you usually have the same points that I want to make or try to make. Thank you so much. But here's my issue today. The Eagles are fantastic, but Joe DeCamber.
Ron in West Philly. Yes, sir.
You're perfect in the hammer, but you're not eating enough crow for me today. You're not eating that humble pie because you're one of those doubters that Seth was talking about who says that Jalen can't do it and he can't do it. He won't be here in the next 2 years, but you're admitting today that he had a great game.
Great game.
But you're not eating enough crow.
Well, we'll get to it as we get deeper in the week.
But not that he's a great player.
Look, I'm not gonna jump from where I was to all of a sudden he's way better than I thought. I'm not gonna do that, Ron, because you know I don't think he's way better than I thought. Is he better than I thought? Yes. Is it in there that he can play great? Absolutely. And I knew that, but I hadn't seen it often. I mean, would you acknowledge, Ron, it was the best game he's played this year? Meaning the other 17 or 18 were lesser games. Would you acknowledge that?
I would acknowledge that, but some of us knew that was in there. Some of us didn't have any doubt that he could ever do that. You always present this information like he can't do it, he'll never do it, and you didn't have faith in him.
I'll say this.
I
never said he can't, and I never said he wouldn't, but I was skeptical of the degree to which he would do it consistently. So, look, we'll get into it more as the week goes on. No question. I know there's a lot of people, like Seth, that want to bite my face off. I respect that. I got it. I'll deal with it.
No, hey, listen. The truth is the truth. You know, nobody needs to like bring it out, but you know, people want it. You know, when you're wrong, people want you to eat crow. And this is the other thing I'm going to say about Jalen Hurst.
Real quick, so before you say that, Ron, let me just say I appreciate your call. I totally respect your call. We'll get into it more as the week goes on. Thanks for the call, buddy. Go ahead, Seth.
What a lot of people don't give Jalen Hurts a lot of credit for. You keep hearing, oh, he can't read defenses, he can't do that. What people don't realize is that 85% of the success that the Eagles have on the offensive side of the ball is done at the line of scrimmage by Jalen Hurts while he's checking.
Every single play.
I mean, when I'm looking at the NFL, and people don't, when you're typecast in a certain role in a lot of ways, oh, he's a running quarterback. He's carried by the offensive line and this running back.
The personnel around him.
Yes. People begin to lose sight of really what the hell they're looking at, you know. But when you have an eye to watch the game and you're watching the little small details of the game, and I'm watching him at the line of scrimmage, you know, when Saquon Barkley, you know, last week before he rips off the 78-yarder is having that conversation, he's asking Jalen, am I lined up right?
Yeah.
What are we doing here? Okay. And people are not giving him enough credit because trust me, if it was Josh Allen, if it was Patrick Mahomes, oh, he's such a great field general.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we give this guy his due? Because I'm telling you right now, if you really watch the game in-depthly, a lot of what they do is at the line of scrimmage, and guess who's making the check?
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. He has been underappreciated in that regard. I agree with that entirely.
By you.
No, I agree with that.
I'm telling you right now, what he's doing is phenomenal because the majority of the quarterbacks in the National Football League, listen, Jared Goff got traded for the same, because he couldn't do what Jalen Hurts is doing at the line of scrimmage. And the fact that I'll give you of that is, you remember, there was a Sunday night game when they had Jared Goff mic'd up. And Sean McVay, you could hear his voice because he had him mic'd up. And Sean McVay was telling him what to do. Now, you got a $40, $50 million quarterback, And the head coach, they come out early in the play clock so that they could look at the defense and he could tell him what to run, okay? And they caught it on the mic. And I said right then and there, the minute that they break the huddle, they need to cut the transmission off. But they got to 15 seconds in the clock where the coach can actually talk. Because if you're making $50 million a year and you can't figure out what the hell to do, the coach got to tell you from the sideline, they were like a college team. They would line up and he would clap one time and everybody would look to the sideline. That's why Sean McVay got rid of his ass, because he knew he couldn't win a Super Bowl with a quarterback that he had to tell to do that.
Well, that's how Belichick beat him, right? Belichick waited until after he couldn't talk to him and then changed his defense, right?
Absolutely.
Good call, James.
And what we don't realize is what we have, the special quarterback we have. We sit here and we bitch and complain about Jalen can't do this and he can't. Let's talk about what he can do. What he can do is he can win, damn it. What he can do is he can take a team to a Super Bowl two times.
Yeah.
Okay?
Get you in the right play, the very first game play from scrimmage. He moved it to the toss crack. You know, he moved it to the quarterback draw with Saquon lead blocking for him. And it really is. Every single play, he's making that pull read decision.
And I want to talk about it here, John, because you know what? Even on the national level, no one's going to give him credit for that. No one's going to give him props or kudos for that. But I see it with my own eyes. And what I want to do is bring light to that fact that he's not only a great athlete, but he's a great football mind. Yeah. And Nick Sirianni said it last night, I wouldn't want to have any other quarterback leading my team than Jalen Hurts. That speaks volumes, man.
All right, that's Seth, and that's strong. I like it. All right, I also like how the whole game went yesterday. Let's condense it into about a three-minute montage. Now, Seltzer, I need you to make a call.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Here. We got three versions today. We've got
a fourth version here.
Okay, so here's what we got. James, you make the call which one we're going to air. Version one was a song they were rocking out to in the locker room after the game. Version two, we got the Rocky music. Version three, we got NFL Films music. Version four, I don't know what music.
Well, let's roll the dice with four, I think, right?
Okay, four it is. Let's hear how it sounded yesterday.
We're going to need a montage. Ooh, it takes a montage.
For the ninth time, the Philadelphia Eagles are playing in the NFC Championship game and looking for their fifth trip to the Super Bowl. Hurts under center on first down. He pitches it out to Barkley. Takes off to the outside. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's going to go. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 60 yards on his opening touch.
He touched it, and he took it to the house.
Back goes Daniels. He swings it out. He's got Tyami Brown, who comes across the fumbles the football, and I think the Eagles have it. The hit by Cooper DeJean, the fumble recovered by Reed Blankenship.
Hurts on first down. Feeds Barkley off to the outside. His second touchdown of the game.
Speed.
Fourth down and five. I'd rather see them punt even this early with a two-point lead. Back goes Hurts. Here comes the rush. He lets it fly, and it is caught. A.J. Brown inside the 20-yard line.
How do you like me now?
Ball at the one. They're pushing. Hurd sneaks. Pushing. He's in. Touchdown. Here is Elliott to kick off. It's a line drive bouncing, and it is fielded by McNichols, who comes across the 20, fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. Second turnover of the game.
He got slammed and gave up the football.
Hurd is going to throw. He's back. He fired. He completes it. Touchdown!
That's the matchup
AJ
I like.
Brown.
That's the matchup I like.
On first down, Hurts. Quarterback draw. He's at the five. He is in for the touchdown. Jalen Hurts.
I guess his leg's all right.
Back goes Daniels again. He fires.
I think that ball was caught and fumbled.
It is caught and fumbled.
They lost it again.
Caught and fumbled.
And it's the Eagles' ball.
It is. Third turnover of the game. They line up for the tush push. And the Commanders come across the line of scrimmage and belt them. So they'll gain 6 inches.
Yeah, they don't lose anything, the Commanders, when they do this.
That was Luvu. No Luvu. He's faking. Now there's another flyer.
Encroachment. Defense number 93. Washington has been advised that at some point the referee can award a score if this type of behavior.
I've never seen that.
I've never heard that either. He takes the snap, he pushes, he shoves, he's in. Touchdown, Eagles!
They got it in easily.
It is 4th and 11. They have to get to the Eagles 49. Daniels, back, looking. Here comes the rush. He's running. They've got him. They sack him. Nolan Smith! Nolan Smith got him back at the 25-yard line. Hurts. He gives it to Barkley. Barkley runs wide. Touchdown! His third of the day!
He's special.
Daniels back one more time. He looks. He pumps. He is going deep, and it is almost intercepted. Incomplete. It is intercepted. It is intercepted. For the second time in 2 weeks, it is Quinyon Mitchell who comes down with the ball. Gives off to Shipley. Shipley at the 45-50, 45-40, 35-30, 15-10-5. Tackled at the 5-yard line. Will Shipley.
Wow. Now you're just pouring it on.
Hand off. Shipley. Plowing. Ahead. Touchdown. Will Shipley. He joins the fun. And the Eagles not just beat, but annihilate the Washington Commanders 55-23. Attention. Air traffic control. This flock of Eagles is heading to New Orleans.
Well, really well done by the Eagles, by Marilyn, Mike, and Devin on the sideline. And also, I want to shout out Joe Wechter, who put that together for us early this morning. That takes some time. That takes some work to find all the plays and compile them down to a 2 to 3 minute montage. Well done by Wechter. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
All right, let's see what people want to say on the Time's Yours line. We got Seth Joyner here with us. Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Jalen over Jaden. This team was built for this moment, and in the end, the Commanders did not take command. Third time in the Super Bowl in the last 7 years. Go Birds! E-A-G-L-E-S-Eagles!
Well done, sir.
We're having a birthday party on February 9th. Super Bowl championship. Saquon and Cooper both have birthdays that day, baby. E-A-G-L-E-S! Eagles!
I'm just glad Saquon's not. It was good. I'm glad Saquon's not turning 30, because if he could hit a wall that night if you turn 30. But he's turning what? 28?
28. Saquon Barkley, Super Bowl SBSB. Let's go.
I like it. By the way, Seth shakes his head. Seth, I was joking about it. It's just a joke.
I know that guy ain't ever hitting a wall.
Did you realize for the first time ever the Eagles be playing against two opponents, the Chiefs and the refs?
Yeah. Look, maybe. I hear you, man. It's going to be a major talking point. Major. Major. We'll get into it extensively.
Mahomes gets a lot. Mahomes gets a lot of calls. Jalen does not. It's kind of the opposite side of
that.
The coin.
I agree with that.
Was that the first down yesterday?
A-G-L-E-S Eagles! Go fast! Saquon, God bless Saquon! Let's go!
That's great, man. That's great.
Let's go! Eagles!
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
We're going to the bowl. I don't want to say it. I love Angelo, but if he retires and we go 2 out of 3 years, he might have been bad luck for 30 years.
You think?
Time's yours.
Well, that's funny.
He kind of won it in 2017 when
yeah,
he was here.
Yeah, exactly.
And with that,
time's yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Keep those Time's Yours calls coming. We'll air more and more as we move through the week. I'm sure we have some leftovers that we could have aired today that will probably make it tomorrow. All right, Seth, we got about a minute here left. Final thoughts, either yesterday or looking ahead to the Eagles and Chiefs. What's going through your Eagles' mind?
I just see them winning this Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl 59, which is apropos.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Michael
Mullins number.
I bring the good juju. That's the first thing.
Yeah, that's Carlos Emmons, 59, too.
Was he 58?
50.
I think Carlos might have been 59 also.
I don't know.
Sure.
I was with Mike Mamula yesterday. So oh, nice. Mike. He's actually a very nice, cool guy.
You know, you got two guys, one on defense, one on offense. His birthday is on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, that is cool.
And if you take those two guys and you add their numbers up, they add up to 59. A lot of good juju going
Holy
on, guys.
I love it, man.
It does feel like this.
And Saquon's going to break Terrell Davis's record that night for most yards in a season.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's going to break it all.
He's only got like 40 left.
He's close.
To break that.
30.
You know what's crazy? You know,
that's a big accomplishment.
Yeah. Sometimes my football mind doesn't allow me to sleep. And I'm watching, you know, a lot of the Kansas City stuff. And I'm, you know, in my mind, I'm devising ways to beat some of the stuff that they do.
Yeah.
Because they do some, you know, Andy does some very innovative things.
He does.
You know, especially on third and fourth down situations, you know, John, where they went, you know, three wides to one side and cut the split down to the guy on the backside, and they ran three picks across.
Wow.
And the other guy ran underneath.
Yeah, he gets guys open.
By the time he got to the other side, man, there was nobody within 20. Yeah. And I'm looking at him like, you know, you got to know that they're in man coverage, first of all, and then you got to be smart enough on the defensive side of the ball to check the zone also.
You would think.
I love it. Yeah. All right. Love it. Seth, you're good. When I tell you a minute, you give me three. I mean,
I'm sorry.
The man goes overtime. I love him.
When it comes to football, man, I can't stop.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.